it's really just a trap. One that looks harmless on the surface. In fact, it looks noble. You see, perfection wears a very convincing mask. Perfection looks sharp. It sounds responsible. And if you're not careful, you'll mistake it for ambition. But underneath, it can be one of the most dangerous forms of procrastination you'll ever face. I've met so many people, talented, smart, capable, who never get out of the starting gate, not because they're lazy, not because they lack vision, but because they're waiting for the perfect moment, waiting to feel ready. They want every detail to line up, every tool to be in place, every plan flawless. They want to be certain before they move. Now, let me tell you something. Certainty is a luxury most people can't afford. Life is full of variables. There's always one more thing to learn, one more thing to fix, one more thing to improve. And if you keep waiting for perfect, you'll wait forever. There are people who've spent their whole lives in the library of preparation, reading the manual, drawing up blueprints, making lists, buying supplies, but they never build the house. Why? Because they want it perfect. Perfection is seductive. It says, don't risk, don't embarrass yourself, don't let anyone see you stumble. It's easy to buy into that story, but here's the problem. Momentum dies in the shadow of perfection. The longer you wait, the heavier your ideas become. Eventually, your dreams start collecting dust, and you start telling yourself stories, reasons why now isn't the right time. The right time? That's an illusion. The clock is always ticking, whether you're moving or standing still. Here's what I've learned. Progress begins the moment you move. Not when it's flawless, not when you feel ready, but the moment you step out and take action. Even if it's small, even if it's clumsy, there's magic in motion. The world rewards those who dare to begin before they feel prepared. I remember my early days in business. I didn't have all the answers. Sometimes I barely had the questions, but what I had was willingness. Willingness to take the first step, however awkward. To make the first call, however nervous. And you know what happened? Once I started, the next step revealed itself. And the next. Action illuminates the path in a way that planning never can. You can study the water, read about the temperature, analyze the currents. But at some point, you have to jump in. That's where the learning begins. The truth is, perfection is not a destination. It's a direction. And you never reach it by standing still. Ask yourself this. What are you waiting to start? What dream? What project? What relationship? What goal are you putting off until it feels just right? I'll let you in on a little secret. The starting line never looks perfect. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The next best time, right now. Don't let the noble disguise of perfection rob you of your momentum. The world doesn't remember those who prepared endlessly. It remembers those who moved, who tried, who learned in public. Progress belongs to the doers, not the dreamers. So if you're holding back, waiting for every star to align, let today be the day you trade perfection for progress. Start now. Begin where you are, with what you have. The moment you move, you've already outpaced every perfectionist still waiting on the sidelines. Let's move from the trap to the principle, the growth principle. Now, I'm fascinated by how people think improvement happens. Some believe you get better by waiting, by gathering, by collecting information until the day you finally feel ready to make your move. But life doesn't work that way. You don't get better by waiting. You get better by doing. Progress is built on practice, not on pause. Every imperfect attempt, every fumble, every first draft, every clumsy step forward, that's the material of growth. People look at someone who's made it look easy and think, well, they must have been born with it. What they don't see are the 100 attempts before the first applause, the private hours behind every public victory. Let me give you an example. Think about learning to ride a bicycle. You can read about balance, study the mechanics, watch a dozen people do it. But the only way to learn is to get on, wobble a bit, maybe take a spill or two. Each time you try, your brain, your muscles, your confidence, they all grow a little stronger. It's repetition that does the trick, not hesitation. That's the story for just about everything worth doing. Whether you want to be a better speaker, a better parent, a better leader, a better friend, or build a business, it all comes down to repetition, imperfect attempts. You can't learn to swim standing on the shore thinking about how cold the water might be. You grow when you jump in. So when you catch yourself hesitating, waiting for that feeling of certainty or that flash of perfection, remember, growth hides inside the doing, not the delaying. The first attempt won't be your best, and that's not just normal. That's essential. The only people who get to the second step are the ones willing to stumble on the first. Sometimes people say, Jim, what if I fail? My answer is always the same. What if you succeed just a little? What if you get 1 inch better? That's progress. That's where the magic begins. Every skill, every achievement, every breakthrough hidden inside 100 small efforts that weren't perfect but were real. I've watched it in my own life and I've watched it in others. The real gains don't come from waiting for perfect conditions. They come from starting, stumbling, adjusting, trying again. The person who tries and fails 10 times learns more than the person who waits for flawless and never tries at all. If you want to grow, you have to do, even a little, even if you feel awkward, even if you don't have it all figured out. The process itself sharpens you. The motion itself transforms you. You discover strengths you didn't know you had, not by reading about them, but by using them. Progress over perfection means giving yourself permission to learn in public, to improve by inches, to gather your lessons from each round of action. The day you stop demanding perfection from yourself is the day you start collecting the benefits of growth. So next time you're tempted to hold back, to wait for everything to line up, ask yourself, what's one thing you can do? Not perfectly, but honestly. Not with certainty, but with willingness. That's where growth begins. Remember, it's not about waiting until you're ready. It's about getting ready as you go. You learn, you adjust, you grow by doing. Now, behind this drive for perfection, there's usually something hiding. It's not just high standards, and it's not just ambition. Most of the time, perfection is fear in disguise. It wears a fancy outfit, but underneath it's just plain old fear. Fear of failing, fear of looking foolish, fear of being judged, or even fear of what happens if you actually succeed. It's an old story. The mind starts playing tricks. If it's not flawless, people will laugh. If it's not perfect, someone will criticize. If you show up as you are, mistakes and all, maybe that means you're not good enough. And so you start to hide. You polish, you rehearse, you edit yourself right out of the experience. That's the dangerous part. When fear runs the show, you stop learning. Think about a time when you hesitated, not because you didn't know what to do, but because you worried what someone else would think. Maybe you held back on sharing an idea, or you waited to show your work until you thought it was untouchable. It's so easy to let fear of judgment freeze you in place. I've felt it myself. Standing in front of a crowd, wanting every word to land perfectly, worried about a stumble, a slip, a blank spot. But you know what I learned? The audience doesn't remember flawless. They remember real, they remember honest, and more importantly, you grow when you let go of trying to impress and start aiming to improve. The urge for perfection often disguises itself as discipline, but its real root is fear. Fear of getting it wrong, fear of disappointing someone, fear of falling short. It's natural to want to do your best. But if you only move when the outcome is guaranteed, you'll never learn how strong you really are. If you hide from failure, you hide from growth. What happens when you shift your focus from impressing others to improving yourself? Suddenly, the weight starts to lift. You're not performing for applause. You're practicing for progress. And when you stop worrying about looking perfect, you start learning at a speed that surprises you. Success isn't about avoiding mistakes. It's about using them. Every misstep, every awkward moment, every lesson learned in public, that's what shapes you. The ones who move ahead aren't the ones who never fail. They're the ones who refuse to let fear keep them stuck. So ask yourself, where has perfection kept you from moving forward? What have you held back, waiting for just the right moment, just the right conditions? What have you silenced in yourself, afraid it wouldn't come out? Right, if you look honestly, you'll find fear behind most of those decisions. But once you see it for what it is, you can make a different choice. You can choose progress over performance, learning over impressing. And when you do, you'll discover there's nothing more freeing than allowing yourself to grow in the open. Remember, nobody remembers the perfect attempts that never happen. They remember the ones who stepped out, took a risk, learned something, and kept going. That's how you conquer fear, by refusing to let it hold the pen. Now here's the key, measurement, about how you judge your own journey. Most people set their sights on mastery, on that distant peak where everything finally comes together. They look at the mountain ahead, and sometimes the size of the climb discourages them before they even take the first step. But here's a different way to think about it. Don't judge yourself by how far you have to go. Judge yourself by how far you've come. Progress is the real metric. The world may reward the champion, but life rewards the climber. Every bit of movement, every lesson learned, every challenge faced and survived, that's the evidence of progress. If you wait to feel successful until you've reached the summit, you'll miss the victories happening every single day along the way. When I started out, I didn't have grand ambitions to be a master. All I wanted was to move forward, to be a little better tomorrow than I was today. And every time I looked back, I could see the steps, the improvements, the days I pushed past the urge to wait for perfect. That's what kept me going. Mastery is a moving target. The better you get, the more there is to learn. But progress is simple. It's about today's step. It's about doing just a bit more than you did yesterday, gaining a little more courage, sharpening your skill, deepening your understanding. Those are the real wins. And they add up faster than you think. People often ask, Jim, how do you stay motivated when you feel so far from your goal? The answer is, look at movement, not distance. Measure your life by the steps you're taking, not by how far you are from perfect. Compare yourself to yourself, not to someone else's highlight reel. You can always find someone further down the road, but the real question is, are you moving forward? Are you better, stronger, wiser than you were a week ago, a month ago, a year ago? Success is built in inches, not in leaps. You rarely see someone leap to the top. You see them climb day after day, sometimes slipping, sometimes crawling, but always moving. Those inches are where character is built, where skills are honed, where confidence is earned. And don't miss this. Every bit of progress creates momentum. The act of moving forward, however small, generates energy for the next step. It's a beautiful thing. The ones who measure only by mastery miss the joy of progress. The ones who celebrate every inch find the fuel to keep going, long after motivation has faded. Think about your own journey. Where were you last year? Where were you 5 years ago? Sometimes we forget how far we've come because we're so busy focusing on how far we have left. But your progress is your story. It's what shapes you, molds you, prepares you for every next step. So when you're tempted to hold back, discouraged by the gap between where you are and where you want to be, remind yourself, progress is the real metric. The journey is made up of moments, of efforts, of choices. The World Rewards Movement, and the more you move, the more you grow. Let today's progress be your encouragement. Let every inch forward be a victory. Mastery may be the goal, but progress is the proof that you're on the right path. Keep moving, keep measuring, keep celebrating the distance you've already traveled. That's how you build a life worth living. And every step forward has a way of setting off a chain reaction in your life. You take one small action, and suddenly, things start moving around it. A bit of progress in your morning routine makes the afternoon brighter. A single good decision about your health can give you the energy to make another. Progress isn't just a single event. It's a spark that lights a fuse, setting off a sequence of good things that you couldn't have planned if you tried. I've always believed that small wins have a way of multiplying themselves. Take a moment to appreciate the chain reaction you set in motion every time you improve, even slightly. One positive change begets another. Soon, the discipline you showed getting up a little earlier seeps into your work, your relationships, your sense of purpose. That's not by accident. That's the power of the chain reaction. Years ago, I watched this principle unfold in my own habits. I started with a single commitment: read 10 pages of a good book before bed. It was simple, but here's what happened. Those 10 pages gave me a new idea, which changed a conversation, which opened a door to a new opportunity. The momentum kept building. One discipline became the seed for another. Each improvement quietly set the next in motion, like dominoes gently toppling in sequence. It's easy to underestimate the first move. It's tempting to think only the big efforts matter, that only major victories are worth celebrating. But it's the little things well done that trigger the real transformation. The chain reaction begins when you decide to begin. And every improvement after that is carried by the momentum of your earlier progress. You see this all the time. One simple choice, made with intention, brightens the day. Call a friend you've been meaning to reach. Write a thank you note. Choose the healthy meal. Finish what you started. Each small decision lights up a path for the next one. The power of the chain reaction is in its quiet consistency. And of course, the opposite can be true. Neglect one area, and soon other areas feel the weight. Let one promise slip, and another soon follows. It's a reminder that the direction of your chain reaction is always in your hands. So let the progress you make today be the spark that sets off tomorrow's sequence. Set the first domino in motion. Watch as each step leads to another, until, before you know it, you're looking back on a whole string of victories, each one linked to the last. Each one proof of the chain reaction you started with a single, simple step. But here's what we cannot avoid: feedback. I don't mean praise or comfort. I mean honest correction, guidance that points out where you're off track. You see, one of the biggest traps of perfection is that it resists input. Perfection says, I'll figure it all out myself. I'll get it right before anyone sees it. I'll avoid the embarrassment of being corrected. But that's exactly the mindset that kills progress. Feedback is your secret weapon. It's like a compass in the dark. You can stumble along blindly, trying to get everything flawless, or you can let others show you the course, correct your path, and move forward faster. The faster you receive feedback, the faster you grow. That's why imperfect action beats delayed perfection every time. You can adjust while the motion is still alive. I remember when I was learning the ropes in business, I made mistakes, big ones, some costly. And you know what? Those mistakes were invaluable. When someone pointed out a misstep, it wasn't punishment, it was opportunity. Opportunity to see clearly, to correct, to get better. Every misstep, every correction added to my knowledge. Without that, I would have been trapped in the illusion of perfection, never realizing the gaps I needed to fill. Here's the thing about perfection. It hides mistakes from your own eyes. It tells you, I'll wait until it's flawless before I show anyone. But if you wait for flawless, you miss the learning that comes from input. Real progress accelerates when you expose your work, your efforts, your skills to reality. Criticism, correction, adjustment, they're the fuel. Perfection resists that fuel. Progress embraces it. Every great performer, every skilled professional, every effective leader has learned to welcome feedback. They know that nobody improves in isolation. And they also know that the faster they apply what they learn, the faster they advance. Waiting for perfect, polished, unassailable output is the enemy. Action first, correction second. That's how growth compounds. Think about it in your own life. When have you held back, trying to be flawless, and someone could have helped you move ahead faster if only you'd let them in? Maybe it was a project, a conversation, a relationship, or a business idea. Waiting to be perfect delayed your learning. But if you embrace feedback, even if it stings, you accelerate your journey. Perfection wants control. Progress wants results. Control keeps you safe, but results are what build your life. And feedback is the bridge between effort and result. It tells you what's working, what's not, and what needs to change. Ignore it, and you spin your wheels. Seek it, and you move forward at an entirely new speed. So, let go of the idea that you need to be flawless before anyone sees what you're doing. Let go of the fear of correction. Embrace feedback. Adjust. Improve. Take another step. That's the rhythm of progress. That's the rhythm of life. And if you get comfortable with that rhythm, you'll find that the journey itself becomes a joy. Because every step teaches, every correction strengthens, and every action compounds. Remember, feedback over flawlessness. That's the real choice. Every time you open yourself to feedback, you open the door to progress. Every time you hold back, waiting for perfect, you delay your own growth. And life doesn't stand still. For perfection, it rewards those who keep moving, who keep learning, who keep stepping forward, flaws and all. And here's something you begin to notice along the way. With every success, every failure, every lesson earned, confidence starts to build, not as a feeling that arrives on command, but as the evidence you've collected through progress. You don't find confidence by waiting for it to show up or by wishing it into existence. Real confidence is earned, and the price you pay is steady, honest progress. It comes from knowing you face the day, taken the action, learned from the result. Every step you complete, no matter how messy, no matter how clumsy, no matter how imperfect, is proof that you can move forward. Every time you act, you prove to yourself that you're capable of improvement. Action silences doubt faster than any pep talk ever could. I've met people who seem naturally confident, and I can tell you the secret isn't magic, it's history. They've accumulated a record of progress. They've faced challenges, taken steps, and survived. Each experience adds a brick to the foundation of confidence. And it doesn't have to be monumental. Small steps, repeated, create that sense of capability that nothing can shake. Think about the first time you tried anything challenging. Maybe it was public speaking, maybe a business venture, maybe learning a skill. You felt uncertain, nervous, maybe even embarrassed. But when you pushed through, when you did the work despite discomfort, something happened. You learned, you grew, and each small success, each inch forward, was evidence that you could do it again, and next time, a little better. That's how progress builds confidence. It doesn't build in a vacuum. You don't tell yourself you're good. You show yourself you're improving. Every action, every completed task, every imperfect attempt is a vote for your ability. Over time, those votes add up. You become unstoppable, not because you are flawless, but because you know you can handle imperfection and keep moving. Contrast this with perfectionism. Perfectionism waits for feelings of confidence to appear before taking action. Progress says, take the step and confidence will follow. You can't feel ready before you've done the work, but you can prove yourself ready as you go. Each small step removes doubt, silences fear, and strengthens your inner resolve. I've watched people transform before my eyes simply by shifting their focus from I need to be perfect to I need to move. They start small, they fail, they adjust, they repeat, and slowly, steadily, confidence grows. Not arrogance, not pretense, but quiet, undeniable, built on evidence, confidence. That's real power. Here's the point. The world doesn't reward potential. It rewards results. And confidence is built on results, not potential. Every action, every decision, every step you take is data. That data tells you who you are and what you can do. You can measure yourself in evidence, not emotion. You can say, I've moved, I've learned, I've improved. That's the kind of confidence that lasts. So if you're waiting to feel ready, waiting to feel confident before starting, understand this, you're holding yourself back. Start now, even imperfectly. Take action, complete steps, make progress. Evidence of your ability will follow, and with it, the quiet, resilient confidence that can carry you through any challenge. Confidence isn't given, it's earned through progress. And the more imperfect steps you take, the stronger, surer, and more unstoppable you become. Let progress be your teacher, your proof, your source of courage. As you keep moving, a shift takes place. You start to notice a new kind of freedom settling in, a freedom that comes only when you stop chasing perfection and start choosing steady improvement. See, perfection is a quiet kind of prison. You won't see the locks, but you feel the grip every time you hold back, waiting for everything to line up just right. Maybe you want to try something different. Test the waters. See what's possible if you just start. But perfection tells you to hold off, to wait for some future moment. Before long, it becomes easy to play it safe, to stay tucked inside the boundaries of caution, never giving yourself a real chance to grow. Progress, on the other hand, is freedom. When you commit to progress, you release yourself from the tyranny of flawless performance. You give yourself permission to experiment, to stumble, to learn, and to evolve. You stop performing for applause or avoiding judgment. You start learning for growth, improving for yourself, moving for the sake of movement. Think about the times you felt truly free. Not the freedom to escape responsibility, but the freedom to create, to act, to try without fear of failure. That freedom doesn't come from perfect conditions. It comes from embracing action, accepting imperfection, and trusting the process. That's the essence of progress. When you focus on progress instead of perfection, mistakes become tools instead of threats. Every misstep is a lesson. Every awkward attempt is a guidepost pointing you in a better direction. You no longer fear failure. You welcome it as part of the journey. And the more you practice this, the more your world expands. The cage of perfection disappears, replaced by a path filled with possibility. The beautiful thing about progress is that it turns life into a process, not a performance. When perfection is your standard, you're always on stage, always performing, always calculating every move. That's exhausting, and it rarely leads to growth. But when progress is the standard, life becomes a workshop. You try, you adjust, you grow, you try again. The focus is on learning, on momentum, on movement, not on impressing anyone. I've seen people who were trapped in the pursuit of perfection, afraid to act, afraid to fail, afraid to show up. And I've seen the same people transform almost overnight when they shifted their mindset. Once they allowed themselves to be imperfect, to try, to move forward, the creativity, the courage, and the opportunities started flowing. Progress liberates because it removes the expectation of being flawless. It replaces fear with action. So if you're holding back because you're waiting for perfect conditions, waiting for the perfect skill, waiting for the perfect plan, understand this. You are not ready because perfection is an illusion. You are ready because movement's waiting. You are ready because progress is made in steps, not leaps. You are ready because action itself teaches you what you need to know. Freedom is found in motion. Courage is found in trying. Confidence is found in doing. And progress? Progress is the path that connects them all. The day you commit to progress over perfection is the day you step out of the cage and into a life that's yours to create. So, let yourself out of perfection's cage. Trade hesitation for movement. Trade the need to impress for the desire to learn. Trade waiting for the courage to act. Treat life as a workshop, a place to try new things, to make steady adjustments, to celebrate every step forward, no matter how small. That's the kind of freedom progress can offer. And once you've experienced it, you won't want to go back to standing still. And here's what it all leads to. The one mindset that will change everything. The difference between people who make things happen and people who just think about it is simple. The best time is always now. Perfection is the master of delay. Always asking for more preparation, more answers, more guarantees. But progress? Progress moves. Progress chooses. There will never be a moment when everything falls perfectly into place, when every resource, every answer, every ounce of confidence is right at your fingertips. That moment is a myth. Waiting for it keeps you stuck right where you are, while progress is already a step ahead. The world doesn't reward hesitation. The world doesn't wait for your comfort, your readiness, or your perfect plan. The world rewards motion. It rewards those willing to step forward, to take the first action, to try and adjust, to improve along the way. That's how progress works. And the longer you wait, the more life passes by. Consider where you are today. You have the resources you have. You have the skills you have. You have the experiences, the knowledge, and the energy you possess. It's not perfect. It's not complete. It's not all aligned. But it's enough to begin. That's the point. You start with what you have, not with what you wish you had. Every journey begins with a single step. The first step is rarely perfect. The first step is often shaky, uncertain, even scary. But it's a start, and that start creates momentum. That start produces learning. That start gives you evidence that you can move forward. Without it, you'll remain stuck in the trap of perfection, waiting for a day that may never come. I've seen countless people transform their lives simply because they decided to start where they were, with what they had. They didn't wait for confidence to arrive. They didn't wait for clarity to strike. They took action, learned, adjusted, and kept moving. Progress created the conditions they had been waiting for. Motion creates readiness. Action creates confidence. Doing creates improvement. You may ask yourself, what if I fail? My answer is, what if you succeed just a little? What if you learn something valuable? What if you set a chain of events in motion that changes your life in ways you can't yet imagine? Starting imperfectly is better than waiting perfectly. Starting moves you closer to your dreams. Waiting only leaves them as dreams. Remember, perfection is the thief of time. The longer you wait to be flawless, the longer you wait to grow, to learn, to succeed. Progress doesn't require perfection. It requires decision. It requires courage. It requires action. The moment you act, you take control. The moment you decide, you create momentum. The moment you start, the universe responds. So don't wait. Don't hesitate. Don't delay in the pursuit of an illusion. Start now. Take one step, however small, however messy. Take the first step, and then the next, and the next after that. Improve as you go. Learn as you move. Adjust when necessary. That is the principle of progress over perfection. That is how life works. That is how success is built, step by step, inch by inch, day by day. The perfect time is now. Start where you are with what you have and trust the process. The world rewards those who act, those who move, those who improve along the way. Progress, not perfection, is the path.